That's our ring time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Hello, folks. This is Dick Huddleston, reminding you that if you're a good guesser, you can get some canned goods pretty cheap at the Jot 'em Down store. You see, Cedric washed all the labels off the cans accidentally, but our two resourceful friends came up with the idea of switching their anniversary sale to a grab bag sale. Guess what's in the can? You get it free. Guess wrong, you pay. And Dennis is humming, too. And the beauty of it is, hardly anybody's guessing right. Like Miss Pomeroy, for instance, who's just leaving the Jot 'em Down store. Now, goodbye, Miss Pomeroy. Better luck next time. Told me she bought five cans of stuff and never guessed what was in a single one of them.
Oh, this is the greatest one idea we've ever had, Ed. If business keeps up this way, we're going to have to put on some extra help. I can see that.
Yeah. You know, folks is coming in here that never bought groceries before in their whole life from us. Well, old man Thatcher there, for instance, he never set foot in here before in his life. His woman all has done the buying, you know. He might not consider it a disgrace for a man to step inside of a grocery store.
Well, it's just that idea of trying to get something for nothing, I reckon.
Yeah.
Curious thing about folks always looking for a chance to get something free, no matter how much it costs.
Well, I take Maud Toots. She ain't got no use for groceries. She always takes her meals at the boarding house. But she was in twice already today, buying and guessing. And missing.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Oh, they all miss.
Yeah, there's one thing I've been aiming to talk to you about. I don't think you ought to last aloud every time a customer opens up a can and finds they've guessed wrong. That don't look right, Ed.
Well, what's wrong with it? That's how we make our money off this grab bag sale. They guess right, why then they get it free and we lose.
Yeah, I know that, but I still think you ought to be careful. Leafways don't jump up and down and shout hooray.
What do you want me to do?
Oh, kind of act like you're sorry because they had such bad luck.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to do, especially when it's somebody like Miss Seaskunk. She always thinks she's a bad blame smart. Did you hear what she said when she was in here a while ago? She guessed cherries, and when the can was open, why, it turned out to be asparagus. She hollered out, "That's what I meant!" Stood right there and tried to make me believe that you guessed asparagus.
Yeah, well, that's what I meant about laughing at him. See, folks don't like to be a loser, Abner, and it don't make them feel no better to have you stand there guffling and laughing and carrying on. So after this, try to keep a straight face. Act like you're surprised they missed. That'll make them feel like they surely hit it right the next time.
Yeah, they won't, though, I know that. They just ain't no way in the world of telling what's in them cans, as long as the labels is off of them.
Oh, I don't know now.
How's that, Grandpa?
I heard what you feller said.
Thought you was reading the almanac there.
Yeah, I was, but I couldn't help hearing what you're saying. I don't see what's so hard about guessing what's in them cans.
Could you do it?
Well, sure I could.
Oh, piddle-paddle. If somebody that knows a grocer business as good as Dick Huddleston can't do it, I know you couldn't.
Where's Dick over here?
Everybody's been in here. It's the greatest business we ever did. You know, at one time there, the store was so crowded, me and Lom had to get on the counter. Oh, so it's not a customer.
Yeah, howdy, Ulysses. How are you today?
Yeah, okay. Well,
come on in, Ulysses, and try your luck.
Yeah, okay.
Go ahead, take your pick. Look around the store, pick out any can on any shelf, and if you can guess what's in it, don't cost you a cent. Otherwise, it'll cost you a quarter.
Yeah, okay, Lom.
Of course, you get what's in the can regardless.
Yeah, okay.
Take your time.
Okay.
No hurry.
There's a nice-looking can sitting right there, Ulysses. Might try that one.
All right, don't tout him on nothing, Abner. Let him make his own choice.
Wish somebody would take that one. I'm just dying to know what's in it.
Well, why don't you buy it yourself, then?
Oh, I'm too smart to fall for a deal like this.
Abner, watch what you're saying.
How?
Have you made up your mind, Ulysses?
Yeah. I believe this one's okay.
All right, fine. Now, all you have to do is guess what's in it.
Okay.
Go ahead and shake it or rattle it or do anything you want to.
Did you bring a jar or something along with you, Ulysses, so you can pour whatever it is into that? We got to open it up, you know.
Well, that's all right. We've got some jars here we'll sell you. It'll cost you 10 cents.
Okay.
Well, what do you think's in it?
It's pretty heavy.
Yeah.
Sloshes around quite a bit here.
Yeah, so what's in it?
I don't know.
Well, you gotta get something.
Hey, okay. Plums.
No, that's wrong.
Heck up, Grandpa.
Well, I can tell you right now, there ain't no plums in that can.
Why, you can't know such a thing.
Plums, is that it, Ulysses?
Well, now, wait. Maybe I better change that. Grandpa says that's wrong.
Oh, don't listen to him. He don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, you can change your mind if you want to, Ulysses, but I sure wouldn't put no dependence in what Grandpa says.
Okay. I'll say it's a sliced peach. Apricots.
Grandpap, will you hash up and let Ulysses make up his own mind?
Yeah, you better settle on something here, Ulysses. What do you want to call it now?
Plums.
All right, plums. Abner, open it up.
All right.
Hey, yeah, let's see if we got a lucky winner this time.
Yeah, okay.
I can tell you right now, you know. Grandpap, you just stick to your reading there, and we'll run the grab bag sale.
Hurry up, Ed.
Well, I am. Let me get hold of the lid here.
Here's a top off quick.
I'm getting it. Ha, ha, ha.
What's in it?
Hooray! It ain't plum.
Abner, watch yourself.
What is it?
Yeah, what's in there, Abner?
Why, it's, juice of some kind. Looks like grapefruit juice. Don't smell like it, though.
Well, here, let me see it.
Yeah, just wait. Let me taste it first, then I can tell.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh, but it ain't grapefruit juice. It's good, though. Here, you try some, Lon.
Yeah, sounds like you'd be. What are you caring
about? Well, I might not choke on it there. I go up too much.
Say, that is good.
Yeah, whatever you got, Ulysses, it's awful
see,
tasty.
Familiar, but I just can't taste it.
Me neither. Let's see. Let me have another little taste.
Yeah, go ahead. We want Ulysses to know what he's bought.
Sure.
By the way, Ulysses, that'll be 25 cents. As long as you miss.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, and 10 cents for the jar to carry it home in.
Okay.
Wait a minute, Abner. Don't drink so much of it.
Oh, I know what it is, Lon. Just can't think of the name of it, though.
Well, here, let me try it again. I know where I can get it.
We had some of that about 6 years ago. What's that stuff called?
Oh, I think I know what you mean, Abner. Sure, it's, got a long name.
Here, let me try it once more.
Yeah. Comes from the Hawaiian Islands.
Hey, you never left none of it for me yet. Look there, Lon, it's all gone.
I know. Pineapple juice.
That's it. That's what you got, Ulysses.
Yeah, too bad you never guessed it, Ulysses. Well, maybe you'll have better luck next time. Drop in and see us again.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, wait a minute. Here's the jar you bought.
Okay.
See you later, Ulysses, old boy.
Yeah, so long, Ulysses.
Any such a business we're doing. I don't know why we never thought of this years ago. Be rich by now.
Dog, is it fun, too? Sort of like playing a game. And the best part of it is we never lose. Nobody can guess what's in that thing.
Well, my only trouble is I ain't never hungry at night after I go home.
Well, Lon, you sample everything and somebody buys it here. I'll bet you that 10 gallons of stuff today. Just let me take one little bite.
Hey, Jimmy, I can tell you what's in them cans.
Oh, stop bragging on yourself.
Well, I can do it. I don't know what's the matter with folks around here. Must be blind.
Just mind your own business, Grandpap. Read your almanac and don't get mixed up in something you don't know nothing about.
You know, Abner, I was just thinking, if business keeps up the way it's been going, we're going to run out of canned goods before we know it.
Doggy, that's right. What do? Order another batch of canned goods and tear the labels off?
Well, I don't know. I kind of hate to do that. It sounds like cheating. We're going to need some more stuff, though. And this grab bag idea is the best thing we've ever run into. But on the other hand, it seems like a shame to take perfect good canned goods and tear the labels off of them.
Say, Lon, don't they have some damaged stock or something there at the wholesale house? Canvas got damp, or the labels half off and all that?
My granny, that's right. They'll sell that stuff pretty cheap, too.
Sure.
Glad to get shut of it. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going into the county seat right today and go to the wholesale house and buy up every single can of damaged stock they got in that place.
Are you going today?
As fact is, I'm leaving right now. There's a mail hack over in front of Dick's place, and if I hurry, I can catch a ride on that right now.
Sure, sure.
Throw me my hat there, Ed.
Yeah, all right. You'll be back tonight, won't you?
Oh, sure. Reckon you can handle things here all right by yourself?
Yeah, Grandpap can help me. Good luck, Lon.
Well, if I don't call you tonight, I'll see you first thing in the morning. So long.
So long. You hear that, Grandpap? Me and Lon are getting into big business now.
Uh-huh.
Nothing small time about us. you ever see a better idea than this than we got here?
I don't see it's such a good idea. I just don't see why folks ain't able to guess what's in them cans.
Well, how can they guess? The labels is off. You can't see through them, you know.
Yeah, well, why does that make so much difference? I know I could guess without no trouble.
I'd like to see you try.
All right, I'll do it.
All right, go ahead, Smarty. Just pick out any can in the store and tell me what's in it.
I'll go you one better than that. You pick it out, and I'll tell you what's in the pigeon-toed thing.
All right, sir. That one right there.
String beans.
Huh?
Go ahead and open it up, and you'll see I'm right.
That's just what I'm doing. And if there's string beans in here, I'll eat that almanac of yours page by page.
Well, I hope you worked up a good appetite then. Hurry up and get it open.
I'm getting it.
What do you see in there?
Well, I'll be dead beans. It is string beans.
Why, natural.
I don't get. How did you know that, Grandpa?
Simplest thing in the world. Do it every time. Here's the almanac. Get to chomping on it. I'm having string beans for my supper. So long, Abner, old boy.